Kenneth H. Hershey said, private devotions by any member of the family are commendable, and that should be encouraged. But it will never produce the benefits and the need that is realized when the family worships together. The family altar must first be established in the hearts of the parents, the mother, the father first, and then the mother. They must provide the leadership needed in this major project, in the life of the family. This is a major project because the most important church is the church in your house. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, help Christian families across this nation, be they white, black, red, or yellow, or whatever, and around the globe, reestablish the family altar if they had it before. If they've never had it before, Lord, help them to do it for the first time, minus us. And Lord, we hope that this would be an inspiration to them, but they do not have time to do it with us and then have their own family devotion. If for some reason the man is not in the household and the mother and the wife wants to have a little support, then we're here for them and the little children. And we pray for them that you would use this as a foundation from which they can spring into praying without ceasing throughout the day, because they will need to do that. All of us as Christians need to do that. We need to pray without ceasing. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit from this point forward to have family devotions and to pray without ceasing throughout the day for your glory, praise, and honor, and for our good. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Please recite with me or read with me the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. He became incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made human. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will never end, and we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. He proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. He spoke through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic, that is, universal and apostolic church. We affirm one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look forward to the resurrection of the dead and to life in the world to come. Amen. Our Bible reading this morning, our devotional Bible reading this morning is Psalm 40, verses 1 through 5. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Dr. Matthew Henry wrote in his commentary regarding this passage, "Doubts and fears about the eternal state are a horrible pit and miry clay, and have been so to many a dear child of God down through the years. And there is power enough in God to help the weakest, and grace enough to help the unworthiest of all that trust in him." Amen, somebody. The psalmist waited patiently. He continued believing, hoping, and praying, and trusting. Christ is the rock on which a poor soul can alone stand fast. Only in Christ. Stand fast. Where God has given steadfast hope, he expects there should be a steady, regular walk and conduct. God filled the psalmist with joy as well as with peace in believing. Multitudes, by faith, beholding the sufferings and glory of Christ, have learned to fear the justice and trust in the mercy of Almighty God through him. Many are the benefits with which we are daily loaded, both by the providence and by the grace of God. Amen, somebody. Please join me in prayer for governmental officials and others. We do this based upon the word of God. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." Holy Father God in heaven, we pray for our president. As we have prayed for past presidents, we pray that you would give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray that you would bless them, him and his family, and his staff with salvation, spiritual, family, and life and protection blessings. We include in this prayer Vice President Mike Pence and his family. First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence. We pray for all of the presidential aides. We pray for Assistant for Legislative Affairs, Mark Short. We pray these same blessings for all leaders of federal agencies. We pray for the National Credit Union Administration Chairman, Rick Metzger. We pray for all state governors. We pray for Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. We pray for all city mayors. That includes not only the major cities, but the minor cities. We pray for Minneapolis, Minnesota Mayor Betsy Hodges, who's under the gun this morning. And we pray that you would help them to get to the bottom of this awful situation that happened just a day ago. And Lord, we pray that you would comfort that family of the lady who got shot by a police officer for no apparent reason. Lord, we pray for U.S. senators, all of them. We pray today for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. We pray for all U.S. representatives. We pray for salvation, spiritual life, and family, and protection blessings upon them. We pray that you would give these people wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray for Representative Jared Huffman. We pray for all police chiefs. Today we pray for Raleigh, North Carolina Police Chief Cassandra Deck Brown. And we pray for all sheriffs. We pray for Fairfax County, Virginia Sheriff Stacy A. Kincaid. And we pray these same blessings upon all military leaders. Today we pray for Gustave F. Perna, Commanding General of the U.S. Army Material Command. We pray for all law enforcement across this country and around the globe. And yes, we pray for the citizens as well. But Lord, we pray for these who have the ministry of protecting us. And we thank you for those who do it faithfully and in right. And Holy Father God, we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all leaders of nations around the world. We pray for particularly Croatia's president, Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović, and Prime Minister Andrej Plenković. We pray that you would lead, guide, and direct them, and give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in leading their country. We also pray, Lord, today for church leadership, and help us to include more people in this category, at least three going forward instead of just one. We pray for the leaders of the Lutheran congregations in Mission for Christ, Coordinator for Church Planning, Dan Cleets. We pray for the salvation of those who are religious in denominations but who are lost. They're just not saved. They're trusting in church and not in you, Lord Jesus. We pray also that you would revive those who are truly born again and put a fire in everybody's belly who is truly saved today to do, if they can't do anything else, to pass out gospel tracts, to send gospel tracts online, to share the gospel with as many people as they can. And just like some people exercise physically by just doing more walking and walking in the parking lot and so forth, Lord, help everybody who is saved to have a similar mentality in passing out gospel tracts, just to do it as they go. When they have lunch, leave a gospel tract with a tip and so forth. And Lord, we pray that you'll help everybody to get on board with that and get on fire again and passing out gospel tracts and witnessing to others. We also pray for the current events around the world. We pray for the relatives of the 9 family members in Arizona who were swept away and killed in a flash flood. We pray for the families of the police officers who were shot and killed in Dallas, Texas, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana last year, around this time, for they're still hurting. We pray for the families of the three people killed in a fire at a Hawaii skyscraper, that you would comfort them as only you can. Save those who are lost. We pray for the families of the two Israeli police officers killed in Jerusalem. We pray that you would comfort them and turn all of these people to their Messiah, which is you, Lord Jesus. We also pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for the persecuted Christians around the world. Give them grace in their trying hour, and Lord, give us grace against that hour in our own lives. We also pray today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the media. We pray for ABC News co-anchor Dan Harris. We pray for the salvation of people in the media and help them to do their job correctly. We also pray for the prayer requests that have come into us here at Gospel Light Society and Gospel Light House of Prayer. We pray for Patrick. Please give him divine guidance. We pray that you would resolve all of his health issues and bless his finances. Give him the right lady to marry. Help him to be the right man to marry. We pray for Lee. Please give him spiritual health and bless his job. Help him to continue to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for gospel. We pray for Tiffany, rather. Please bless her husband's work at St. Jude. Save the souls of Janice and Susan and help them to be nicer and fair to everyone. We also pray for Coral. Please bless them with a good reply from the Canadian High Commission regarding their move from India to Canada. We pray for Joythy. Please heal her of her tumor without having to get an operation. And please protect her unborn baby. We pray for JTM. Please have the company he works for to pay him his salary. Please bless his wife with the job you want her to have. Please save his wife, his bosses, and his co-workers. We pray for Eric. And please provide them with enough money so a boy in his church will be able to walk again. We pray that you would heal the boy according to your will. We pray for Joseph. Please bless him to do well in school and bless his graduation this year. We also pray for Bruschena. Please strengthen and guide her in her prayer life. Bless her financially as well. We pray for Subrat. Please bless and protect them. Please provide them with education and enough money and give them the right house to live in. Please save them and help them to act right and to do right. Lord, we also bring before you people who have gotten saved through this ministry and who have made a profession of faith, and we pray that you'll help them to grow in the faith. We pray for Imran. We pray for Beatrice. We pray for Tracy. We pray for Vijay, we pray for Namish, we pray for Mikhail, and we pray for Candelario. And we pray also for the people who have recommitted their lives to you, Lord Jesus, through this ministry. And we pray that they will stand strong in the faith. We pray for Mungasel, we pray for Say, we pray for Richard, we pray for Jacob, we pray for Lauren, we pray for Anne, and we pray for Celestino. We commit these souls into your hands. And our souls as well. Let your will be done in all of our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading today is The Miracle of Belief by Oswald Chambers. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 says, "My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom." Paul was a scholar and an orator of the highest degree. He was not speaking here out of a deep sense of humility necessarily, but was saying that when he preached the gospel, he would veil the power of God if he impressed people with the excellency of his speech. My. Pardon me. Belief in Jesus is a miracle produced only by the effectiveness of redemption, not by impressive speech, nor by wooing and persuading, but only by the sheer unaided power of God through the power of His Holy Spirit and His Holy Word. Amen, somebody. You know it's true. The creative power of redemption comes through the preaching of the gospel, but never because of the personality of the preacher. We have many great preachers who have great personalities, but no power. And souls are not being saved, lives are not being changed, the baptismal waters are not moving. We have many churches and many pastors who are just swapping members. Real and effective fasting by a preacher is not fasting from food, but fasting from eloquence. Wow. From impressive diction. And from everything else that might hinder the gospel of God being presented. Instead of trying to be cute and trying to be original, just preach the old-fashioned gospel and make it plain. The preacher is there as the representative of God, as though God were pleading through us. He is there to present the gospel of God. If it is only because of my preaching that people desire to be better, they will never get close to Jesus Christ. Can somebody say amen? We no doubt have too much preaching of trying to make people, wicked, evil, monstrous sinners, better, when they need to be totally overhauled by the gospel of Christ and truly saved and humbled before God. Anything that flatters me in my preaching of the gospel will result in making me a traitor to Jesus Christ. My. And I prevent the creative power of His redemption from doing His work. Think about that throughout this day. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise You and we thank You for this time together today. And we thank You for the privilege of prayer. We thank You for Your holy word, and we thank You for this devotional thought. It is very powerful, as they all have been, very insightful, and very timely, even though these men, most of them, save one, have been long dead, but yet they speak. And Lord, I pray that every person under the sound of my voice, and those who will be under the sound of my voice here shortly via on demand, will take heed to this message today. Glorify Your holy name in all of our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for His sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, in other words, if you were to die today, you would go to hell and not to heaven, then the Lord Jesus Christ has some good news for you. It is found in John 3:16. In fact, He uttered these words. Many people don't know that, but Jesus said these words, "For God so loved the world." And many people don't know that because he's speaking in the third person. He's talking about himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's him. His name is Jesus. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You do not have to go to hell because of your sins. Right now, you are on the road to hell. You're on the road to death and hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to go to hell. You can go to heaven and be with God. Jesus Christ has paid your debt, your sin debt. And all you have to do is believe on him. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. You don't have to join a church. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't even have to be baptized. The thief on the cross never got baptized because he was on the cross. So all you have to do is believe on him, Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to save your soul, my beloved, and he will save you. There's no doubt about that. That's guaranteed. The Bible says in Romans 10:9-13 that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him, Jesus Christ, from the dead, you shalt be saved. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you want to be saved today, believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. And pray and ask him to save you, and I'll be more than happy to lead you in that prayer called the Sinner's Prayer, for we're all sinners, and we need to pray this prayer, believing in our heart in the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. Please repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done wrong in my life. I have broken your commandments before your face. And I understand that I deserve eternal hell, to be tormented forever because of my sins and disobedience. Please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and my life past, and to change and to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer.